بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها. The previous surah, Surah Balad, we had done, and in there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that man should prepare for Akhirat, and that is what Iman, Amal Salihah, and together with that the creation of Allah Ta'ala, to have mercy and have a soft spot for them as well. And then we mentioned the instance of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's grandson, which was it was not complete and not said properly. So just to repeat that, to show the quality of forbearance, of sabr, that a person should have. So on one occasion, when his grandson, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's grandson, was making wudu, the slave that was making the wudu bumped him by mistake with the jug, with the lota. He became angry at that. His anger had come up. So immediately the person making the wudu told him, "Wal kadhimin al ghayb." That is, Allah praises those people who control their anger, who have a full control over their anger. So he looked up at him and he told him, "I've controlled my anger. I'm not angry now." Then he said, the slave said, secondly, "Wal afina anin nas." Allah praises those people who forgive other people. So he says, "Go, I have forgiven you also." Then he said that, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." And Allah loves those people who do favors for other people. So he says, "Go, I've set you free." So much he had control over his nafs just by the ayats of the Quran, and immediately he submitted to that. So we also have to make an effort, and perhaps we are still very, very far. When we become angry, then it seems that nothing, we can't control ourselves. When we desire for something, whether it is anything permissible also, then we can't control ourselves. For some other things which are undesirable for us, like smoking, etc., these things also, then we can't control ourselves. So this quality of control we have to bring within us. And we know that in Ramadan, during the day, we all control ourselves. So it proves that we can control ourselves. So it should be that a person must realize the commands of Allah and stay away from all undesirable things, all haram things at all times. This surah is also a surah that was revealed in Makkah Sharif, and it deals also with the very basics of deen. This is a surah in which ulama have said that the most qasams, oaths, Allah Ta'ala took in one place is in this surah. Up to 14 and even more oaths, qasams of Allah Ta'ala are counted here. So it clearly proves that the subject matter which Allah wants to discuss is very, very important, for which these oaths were taken. And that subject matter is that our tazkiyah, our spiritual purification, to cleanse ourselves spiritually. And then Allah ends the surah with the example of a nation very mighty and powerful, the people of Thamud, who also used to say, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa?" Who is there who is more stronger than us? But when they did not make their tazkiyah, then Allah shows how they were completely destroyed and nothing of theirs remained. So we have to understand that this is very, very important, that our tazkiyah, our purification, that same thing, the control of the nafs, that we control it so that it does Allah's ibadah properly, stays away from the disobedience of Allah. And in case any difficulties, hardships come to a person, then that person makes sabr on that. So that amount of sabr is faraz for us to acquire. So Allah Ta'ala starts the surah, and Allah Ta'ala takes here the beginning, the qasam of six things. Within that qasams, there are other qasams also that brings it up to 14 and even more. But in this qasams, six of them are in pairs and in opposite things. And this also shows all these are Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. Everything is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So in six pairs, it is the sun and the moon, one pair. The day and the night, another pair. The skies and the earth, another pair. And then the nafs, Allah takes its qasam on its own. Though the other side of the nafs is the ruh. But yeah, Allah only has taken the qasam of the nafs here. So all this Allah Ta'ala takes, and in a very, very striking way, and it shows the great eloquence of the Quran and the great literary power of the Quran Sharif. So these two things which are opposite, which the first things Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of, if Allah says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, the qasam suraj ki aur uski dhoop charne ki, Allah takes an oath of the sun, and the sun when it rises fully, midday, round about 11, 12 o'clock, when the sun has come to its zenith, and the brightness of the sun and the intensity of its heat is the most, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of that there. And then opposite to the sun is the moon, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, or chand ki, jab uske suraj ke peeche aaye. And the moon, when it's following in, the, so to say, the footsteps, in the shadow, so to say, of the sun. The moon follows the sun. And the moon itself has not got any light. The light of the moon is taken from the sun. So therefore it follows the sun. And the rotation of the sun which is taking place, the rotation of the moon that is taking place, this continuity, and perfectly the system is working all the time. This shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also, and it draws upon man that he should also ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have said that this word the sun refers to the son of Nubuwat. That is, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came with all the brightness in the world and brought brightness in the world. Wal qamari idha talaha refers to the Khulafai Rashideen, the four Khalifas, who followed, and their light was from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't their own light, but the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala, the first pair of qasams which Allah takes here is that of the sun and the moon. And the sun, and again another qasam which is included in there, when the sun reaches its zenith and its heat and its light is the most highest and the most intense. And then completely opposite to that, the moon which comes out at night, and how the moon follows accordingly, and with the light of the sun, the moon also lights up the earth. And how beautifully Allah has made the system. The first 10 days of the Islamic month, the lunar calendar, start with darkness. That is, it's only the crescent at night. And as it reaches the 10th, light comes into it. But that was a period of like darkness. The middle 10 nights are of full light, when the sun, when the moon has reached its, it becomes a full moon. Then the moon declines, and the last 10 nights again of darkness, but yeah, the starting is light and the end is darkness. The first part of the month, the starting is darkness, the end is light. So Allah has made this whole system for us to see the qudrat of Allah, to believe in Allah, and the greatest things, to become obedient and fulfill the commandments of Allah. And if a person reaches there, to become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant us all these great, great qualities.